discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything he is, that is why he told Abraham, he said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God himself.
Listen to Pastor Oti Boateng as Christ is magnified in you.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. You may take your seat in the heavenly places where you belong. Are you excited? Is the all night working? It's a different type of all night, isn't it? Wow. We love it. We love it. We love it. So now I want us to get into the impartation service. Hallelujah. And I want to show you why we do some of these things. Okay. I want to show you that I always want to give you understanding of what is happening. When you understand, you can receive. I don't know if you've ever been to any service, maybe a prophet or a minister, someone is ministering, and then he says that, I feel the spirit around, and then he will say that you begin, some people will begin to shake. Then some people begin to shake. Have you seen it before? And some people begin to scream. You begin to feel a heat, some heat in your hand. And then people start feeling heat in their hand, and then they are shouting, hi, hi. You wonder, what's going on? You see, the question is, why is the pastor saying it? Why doesn't it just happen? It doesn't just happen because you need understanding for it to happen. Do you get it? Uh-huh. You need understanding. We need knowledge. We will not run away from this room unless there's something chasing us. Do you see? If nothing is chasing us, why are we running? We are not going to go anywhere. Uh-huh. Why are you running? You know, so understanding is very important. When you understand, you can receive. When you don't understand, you may be limited. Okay? That is why the word of God has been given to us. So there are scriptural basis for impartation services. Okay? For hands to be laid on you. Okay? And one of the main reasons for hands being laid on you is for your establishment. Have you heard of confirmation? The Catholics have confirmation. Uh-huh. Is it Catholics? And even the Orthodox churches. How do they do it? You go to some classes, and then after, you start from catechism, then you go to confirmation. It's all teaching. It's in the Bible, but it's more than a teaching. Okay? Okay, so in this verse, he's showing us Romans 1, verse 11. Paul says, he never met the church in Rome. Because when he was in Rome, he was actually in prison. And he was hoping to meet them. He says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that ye may be established. The word established is sterizo. Okay, sterizo. And it means to fix firm. It means to confirm. It also means to stabilize. Do you see? And put in place. Hallelujah. To make immovable. Okay? For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you. The word impart is to give, to share something with you. I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. To the end, the reason for the impartation is so that you may be established. Let's read other versions, maybe to help us. For I long to visit you, so I can bring you some spiritual gift that will help you grow strong in the Lord. Have you seen it? That will help you grow strong in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I long to see you. It will make you, it will help you grow in the Lord. Can you imagine? He says, I'm going to impart unto you some spiritual gifts. That will help you grow. So impartation helps you grow. Show us TPT. I yearn to come and be face to face with you. It's a face to face affair, it's not online. And get to know you, for I long to impart to you the gift of the Spirit that will empower you to stand strong in your faith. So impartation is for the purpose of helping you become a stronger Christian. Can you imagine that hands laid on you and then you become a stronger Christian? Yeah. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Let's read from 21 so that it will be easier. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. So these are places they had already preached and started churches. You see, they went back to those places. Okay. And when they got there, what did they do? Look at the next verse. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. So they were confirming the souls of the disciples. Can we read other versions? The word confirming here is episterizo. Okay? Epi, just add epi to sterizo. Okay? It says, where they strengthen the believers. So, there's something called strengthening the believers. And it's different from teaching. Then it says, they encourage them to continue in the faith. You see? So, the exhortation was different from the confirmation. Hallelujah. This is AMPC, establishing and strengthening the souls of the hearts and the hearts of the disciples. Then it says, urging and warning and encouraging them to stand firm in the faith. Have you seen it? So there's something like that. Okay? And it changes your mind. It changes your life. There are more verses. Acts chapter 15. Let's read from verse 31. Acts 15, 31. Go to 30 so it's easier. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle. Letters were written to this group, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. 32. Then it says, and Judas and Silas, not Judas Iscariot, this is another Judas. The name Judas is actually Judah. The tribe Judah is a name. Judah means praise. But Judas's name, Judas did not praise Jesus, he destroyed Jesus. It did opposite what his name was supposed to be. And Judas and Silas, being prophets, also themselves exhorted the brethren with many words. It says, and they confirmed them. Can you show us TPT? Are you seeing it in the Bible? It says, I can't wait to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established or strengthened or confirmed or made sure in your faith. Then Judas and Silas, who were both prophets, spoke to them, affirming words that strengthened the believers. They spoke words that strengthened the believers. Now, go to verse 41. 40. Go to 40 and then 41. Let's read another version. NET, NLT, something. But Paul chose Silas and set out, commended to the grace of the Lord by the brothers and sisters. He passed through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Have you seen it? Strengthening. How was he strengthening the churches? By laying hands on them and praying for them. That's what I want you to notice. Okay? So I'm going to lay hands on you. Oh, yes. Acts chapter 18, verse 22. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. Next verse. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. You see, strengthening all the disciples. This is the same word, confirming. Confirming, strengthening. So there's a way for you to be strengthened. Okay? And it comes through the impartation of the Spirit. laying on of hands. You know, God, when you read concerning Moses and the 70 elders, the Bible says that God took of the spirit that was upon Moses and placed it upon the 70. Do you get it? It's actually, when it comes to laying on of hands, it's a matter of your desire. What do you want to see in your life? Do you want to have a better understanding of God's word? Do you see? Hands can be laid on you, and the spirit of wisdom is imparted to you. Now, when you read the Bible, you see it differently. It's clearer. You have more understanding. The Bible says that Moses had laid his hands on Joshua, and Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom. So wisdom is a spirit, and that spirit can be imparted unto you. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Why? For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. The spirit of the Lord was, spirit of wisdom was upon him, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So laying on of hands brings an impartation of the spirit. So you can have impartations of the spirit. You can have the stirrings of the spirit for various things, for prayer. I remember one day Bishop Doug, I didn't even realize he had laid hands on me. He laid hands on me. I mean, laying on of hands, you always think it's this, but it's, a handshake could be laying on of hands. Yeah. He held my shoulders and prayed for me. I didn't realize he had laid hands on me. But that day, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep throughout the night. I was up praying. I got an impartation of prayer, the spirit of prayer, without knowing. Then when I was consecrated as a bishop, he prayed for me during the consecration. And for almost one and a half months, I couldn't sleep more than 3 hours. I sleep 3-4 hours and I'm up. Mana shabala brava. Mana shabala brava. Like that. For 6 weeks. I was surprised. My wife was surprised. Because she's lying by me. She knows I sleep 6 hours. Minimum. Yeah. So there's an impartation. And it can take you further. It can push you forward. You understand? Uh-huh. So it's just be open-hearted. It's a lot who takes. Sometimes some people are afraid of... I don't want just anybody to lay hands on me. Like, nobody can pass an evil spirit to you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Or you don't know. God is inside. God can't live with an evil spirit. It doesn't work. Okay? And it's the Lord who takes and gives to you. I can't take and give to you. If I could take and give to you, I would give to my children. You get it? I'll give to my children. It doesn't work like that. Moses couldn't give it to his children. He gave it to the one who was following. Joshua was following. Joshua was with him all the time, so he received. You know, Moses had 2 sons. Yes, he couldn't impart them because we don't know about them at all. Hello? So it's not easy. The eyes are refusing to open. You are doing well. Clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. You know, so you can't, spiritual things is you can't give to your children. If your children are not interested, it will never come on them. They will never receive. But if you are, anybody who is interested can have. Yeah. Sometimes people ask me, how come you remember verses? Remember verses. You can remember. I can preach to, as I was preaching. I mean, how many times did you see me go to look at? I didn't need to look at any notes. I just wanted to read a point to you. How do I remember verses? Because it's an impartation of the Spirit. I got it from Reverend George by the grace of God. Yes. I didn't even notice it until later. Yeah. Yeah. Are you understanding the message I'm preaching to you?
Yes.
Spirit of wisdom passed. You can remember scriptures.
Oh, yes.
I tell you. There are gifts of healing that you can have operating in your life. Yeah. If you are interested. Maybe you don't know I operate in the gifts of healing. Maybe you don't know because I don't really talk about it much. Yeah. So you may not know. But it's also there. All kinds of things are there. Pastoral grace is there. Administrative grace is there. I mean, different things. And you can receive. Okay? Sorry, but you can receive. Apart from all that, healing is also one of the things that can come to you through the laying on of hands. Peter's mother-in-law's illness. When Jesus got to Peter's house, he noticed his mother-in-law was sick with a fever. The Bible says that he took her by the hand. He took her by the hand and she was healed. That's laying on of hands, taking by the hand. I've laid hands on you through the handshake. So you have to be sensitive. Do you get it? Uh-huh. You have to be sensitive because, I mean, sometimes when you're with a man of God and he taps your shoulder or something, you're actually receiving something you may not know. Hands are being laid on you and you have no idea. Yeah. Sometimes when I travel to our churches, because of the way the meetings are, I may not be able to lay hands on everybody. So do you know what I do? I just hug people. After the service, everybody come and hug me. And they don't know what is going on. You may think it's just a hug. No, I'm trying to have contact with you, physical contact with you, so that you can receive something. Sometimes you don't even know. You are not aware, but something will be passed on to you. Hallelujah. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her and she ministered unto them. The fever left through the laying on of hands. Okay? So sicknesses leave. Wisdom is imparted. Sicknesses leave. The spirit of the different aspects of the spirit are stirred up in you. And then you can so all those things are for the purpose of your establishment. Paul said in Romans chapter 16 that when he comes to the Romans, he'll be coming to them in the fullness of the gospel of Christ to impart them so that they can be established. Strong Christians. The Christian walk is not normal. It's a spiritual thing. And you need some hands to be laid on you for you to be established. Do you see? Yeah. Understand the scriptures and not leave the faith. Hey! Romans 15:29. And I'm sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel, the blessing of the gospel of Christ. He's talking about the impartations, coming to impart them with the Spirit for the purpose of their confirmation and establishment, for them to receive the Spirit of wisdom, for them to receive various impartations of the Spirit for their development, for their spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Are you interested? All right. So, do you understand what I'm saying? So, I want us to rise upon our feet.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the Word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the Word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's Word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's Word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.